Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Del challenges the status quo, questions everything, and empowers you to return to your core beliefs to make your life better. If you're ready to hear the truth and get your roadmap to the lifestyle you really want, the next hour will change your life. And now, your host, self-made millionaire, national award-winning investor of the year, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, it's Tell Del. That's the segment where we bring in someone that explains their history in the business and shares with us insider information. And if you'd like to call in and get your questions in on this segment, you can get in at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Now, by the way, while we're here, I wanted to share with you that the gentleman that's with us today is one of the presenters on the Wealth and Passive Income Tour, bus tour we've got coming up here. We've got the Expo, which is the largest real estate expo in the country. We have it once a year. It's coming up the 27th, 28th, and 29th of February, so it's coming up right away. And the bus tour, where you're able to go out and see these properties that we have available for you to look at, which are members' properties. You get to go and meet the member that owns them. You get to tour the property, see the financial situation that they've made happen on the property. It's all the upgrades and so forth. They're just, one picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, one tour's worth 10,000 words. That's all I have to say. And Rui Vaz is with us today. He's one of the people who are going to be presenting on that tour. And again, that tour is going to be the 28th, I believe, the second day of the expo. That'll be a Friday, February 28th, and it's going to be available to you. Now, before we get Rui on here, I want to give you an opportunity. If you want to get to this expo, you need to go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And if you want to get a $50 discount, put in the promo code EXPO50. Promo code EXPO50. Having said that, let's go ahead and bring Rui on. Rui, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Del. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, let's get your story going here for people that haven't met you yet. I know you've been on before, but for people who haven't had the opportunity to meet you, when did you get started here at Lifestyles?
I started at Lifestyles in 2009. So I'm over a 10-year member now.
Wow. That makes you one of the old folks, huh?
Yeah, well, the first 5 years I was really, I was out of town, right? Because when I joined, I lived in California. I lived in Los Angeles. So the first 5 years of my membership, I was active and doing investments, but I was doing it remotely. So I really hadn't got to know the people as well close by. But in 2014, I moved to Houston, and that's when I really became heavily involved.
Well, let's talk about what brought you in the first place. What kind of what was your employment at that time?
I was a management consultant. I spent most of my career. Well, let me back up a little bit. I'm an engineer by training, by education, but most of my career I spent as a management consultant, where I basically got kind of dropped off at different companies and helped them figure out whatever problems they were having. And then, eventually kind of got tired of being the world warrior, because I would pretty much leave my house or my apartment on a Sunday night and not come back until Thursday. And I just didn't see myself doing that for the rest of my life.
Wow. How many years did you do that?
I did that for about 8 years.
Man, that's a long time to be just never home. That's a lot of traveling. So as you came to us here, how did you hear about us, by the way?
Well, as part of one of my consulting gigs, I was in Dallas for about a six-month stint, and I sort of accidentally heard you on the radio, and your message made a lot of sense. I went back to California and started downloading the radio shows off of your website and started listening to it. And I did that for about 6 months and decided that I needed to come up here and take the two-day class. That's kind of how I got started.
As a engineer slash consultant that's paid to have critical thinking process, what was it that got you interested in this? Because I would think most people that are highly educated and have highly compensated job going around telling other people what to do, it's got to be hard to break through that shell and say, I'm going to go listen to what somebody else has to say. What caught your attention?
I mean, for me, it wasn't that difficult. Early on in my life, for some reason that I don't even remember, I got very interested in the idea of investing my money and have my money work for me. Now, I didn't know what to do or the right path to take at the time, but I started doing that very early on. So what I came to realize in 2008 was that the stock market was very risky, and I saw personally a lot of people lose a lot of money on the market. I myself lost some money. I didn't have that much invested, so it wasn't a huge loss, but relative to what I had invested, it was a big enough loss that it kind of opened my eyes. I'm sorry, I'm talking about 2001, not 2008. I'm talking about 2001. So when I heard your message on the radio, it was at a point in my life where I realized that my investments weren't really consistently paying me. I'd make some money here and I'd lose some money there, and it was kind of a gain-loss situation, kind of a net zero situation. But the most important part of it is I didn't have income off of it. And I think that was the part of your message that resonated with me the most, is that the idea that your investments should be sending you a check, basically, on a regular basis, and you should be able to count on that. That's the piece that I didn't have.
Now, when you came in for the two-day, what was the big aha moment for you? I always ask people that. I'd like to know, you know, you sit there and we're pounding you with information and you're sucking it up as fast as you can. But there's always that one light bulb moment or two that go on in people's minds. You go, that's the one I was missing. That's what I need. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, you know what, Del? The two-day was just unbelievable. I was just so overwhelmed with so much great info. But I think the one that I kind of wasn't really expecting, and it was a huge eye-opener for me, is when you did, and I don't know if you still do that today or not, but when you did that math on the board about and you asked people how much income they generate from their investments, and how much of that is as a percentage of their net worth. And everybody was in the 0.00001%, right? So that piece of it was like, wow, yeah.
I still do that one, and it still has the same effect. It's an amazing situation when you really figure it out that you're not making anything. All right, so that's great. You got out of there. When you came out of the two-day, tell us what your mindset was at that moment. What did you see yourself doing, and how did you get started in this thing?
Well, as it's with most people, I think, you know, when you come out, there's a couple of different avenues you can take. There's no wrong way to go about it, right? It's just kind of what's the right path for you. And I thought that the right path for me at the time was to buy single-family homes. And the primary reason for that is because I lived in Los Angeles, and I didn't want to own an apartment complex, you know, 5,000 miles away as a lead or as an IRO. So I actually called your show and kind of asked you for your opinion, and you kind of recommended that I do that I just buy single-family homes. And I did. I bought a whole bunch of houses in Houston while I was living in Los Angeles, and I managed them all from a distance, and it went beautifully. It worked really well.
So you found that by using the correct managerial techniques, you really didn't have any problem with the distance, huh?
No, not at all. In fact, it got to a point, cause now we're talking about 2008. It got to 2008, 2009, 2010. It got to a point where the market was depressed enough, the real estate market was depressed enough, that the prices in California started to make sense from a cash flow standpoint. So I actually bought a house, a single-family rental, in California about an hour away from where I lived. And what I realized with that experience was that I was much better off buying them very far away, because I found myself compelled to drive an hour from my house. And so I would drive an hour to this little house, and I'd just sit in the cul-de-sac and just look at it. There's nothing for me to do. There's a tenant there, right? But I just felt like I needed to do that every once in a while. Meanwhile, I own 10 houses in Houston that I had never seen. And they produce the same cash flow, right?
You know, I've never heard it spoke so well, Rui, of how that's exactly the truth. I mean, what do you do when you own a rent house? It's nothing. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with Rui Vaz and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
Get your path to retirement at the country's largest wealth and passive income expo, February 27th, 28th, and 29th. Gain one-on-one access to realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47. Meet national radio host, multimillionaire real estate investor, and mentor to the top award-winning investors in the country, Del Walmsley. Use promo code EXPO50 to get your expo pass for just $47 at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Meet national radio host and multimillionaire real estate investor Del Walmsley and the country's top award-winning apartment owners at the Multifamily Masters Tour, Friday, February 28th. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. Tour four actual apartment complexes owned and operated by Del's students. Experience award-winning multifamily strategies in action. Get the insider secrets to triple-digit returns. Learn the six ways you make multifamily millions too. Meet where the action happens. On-site in Houston. Seating is limited. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com. The largest wealth and passive income expo in the country is happening February 27th, 28th, and 29th. Join thousands of top investors and expert educators. Pick from topics like passive income, retirement, asset protection, tax-free income, and finding, fixing, and funding houses and apartments. Get your path to retirement in just one day. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Gain one-on-one access to hundreds of industry experts, realtors, lenders, property and asset managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47. Meet national radio host, multimillionaire real estate investor, and mentor to the top award-winning investors in the country, Del Walmsley. Use promo code EXPO50 to get your expo pass for just $47 at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Use promo code EXPO50, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Talk 13-7, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Show is Rui Vaz. Rui has roughly 494 units and give or take a few. I didn't count any of his single family houses in there. And then, of course, he's got five different apartment complexes that he owns. So that 494 spread out over those five complexes. He's been buying stuff here. He's been a member since 2009, and he's just kept growing his portfolio. What we're talking about now is, Rui, you went out there and you got started in the single-family houses, did well, made a lot of money, got into the market right when the market was really crashing, which gave you the ability to just kill it, man. What made you decide to change over to multifamily, and when did you do it and how?
Again, that was another easy decision, right? Because a lot of this, in my mind, a lot of this has to do with confidence. So you have to have confidence in the system and the processes, and you have to have confidence in yourself. And I think the single-family platform with your guys' program and guidance gave me all of that, right? It gave me the confidence in the system and in the process. So when I moved to Houston in 2014, it was an automatically easy decision. It's like, okay, now it's time to scale. Because one of the things you realize with single family is that it gets to a point where it becomes difficult to scale. While it provides great cash flow and it's a great business to run and so forth, it's not really designed for large scale operation. So, and I wanted to grow. I wanted to grow my business so that the natural transition would be to go into multifamily. So I moved to Houston in December of 2013. I became a PIG member in January of 2014, and in May I had my first apartment complex under contract.
Now, the first one you owned, was that the IRO, or which one was that?
Yeah, the very first one was an IRO.
Okay, tell us about that one, because that was an interesting one. I remember you doing that. That was a little 50 unit, wasn't it? 52?
It's 50. That one is a 38 unit.
That's only 38? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's 38 unit. I think the important piece that in my mind about that is I had a decision to make there. It's like, okay, do I buy this thing on my own or do I bring partners? And my thought process at the time, right or wrong, was to decide to go on my own because I had the capital to do it, and I just didn't feel right bringing other people's money and put other people's money at risk when I'm going to naturally go through a learning curve on this. Now looking back, I kind of wish I did. Kind of wish I did bring partners with me because it's been just a phenomenal deal. It's just way exceeded my expectations from a return standpoint.
Yeah, it really did turn out well, and you've had it for a while. You still have that one, right?
Yes, I still own it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've refinanced it once, but I still own it. Mm-hmm.
So what kinds? I know I asked you before what kinds of rate of returns you got on this when we went on a bus tour there to that particular property. You were a little hesitant to tell everybody how much money you made. Are you a little more open with it now? Can you share with us how profitable that was?
After 1 year of ownership, I refinanced and pulled about 75% of my money back out, and then it's generated about 60% cash on cash on my original investment.
Wow, folks, you hear that? 60%. That's like you go down there and tell your banker, your financial planner, I need a CD that pays 60%. Oh, and by the way, after the first year, I'd like to get just an extra bonus dividend of 60% or 70%, whatever you just said you pulled back out.
Yeah,
that's
75%.
Just phenomenal. 75%.
The cool thing about that too, Dell, is, it's like this is 2014. We're not talking about 2008, right? So in 2014, when I bought this thing, I mean, the consensus was that we were at the top of the market and that prices couldn't go any higher. But I didn't think any differently. Nobody has a crystal ball. So based on what we know at that time, it sure felt like, yes, we are at the top of the market. I'm paying market rates for this. I'm not paying a bargain for it. You know, I'm not getting a great deal necessarily. I didn't feel that way at that time. Now it's turned out to be a fantastic deal. But that's just because we've executed a business plan, we followed a strategy, and we put it in place, and we made improvements, and the market has helped, of course, as well.
You know, I don't think anybody can really look at the marketplace and try to time the marketplace. I remember when I did single family houses, I started out buying houses around $25,000 a house. And over a period of years that I did it, they went from 25 to 30, from 35 to 40. And when they got up to $40,000 a house, Rui, I just thought that was way too expensive. I mean, you know, this has got to be the end. The world's going to crash. You know, now houses are $240,000. I'm like, what was I thinking? You know what I mean? And back when you bought this thing, I remember when I bought my apartments right over there by this one, you know, right next to the one you're talking about. I had just down the street a couple. I bought them for like $10,000 a door. And then they went up to 20, then they went up to 30, then they went up, you know, to 40. And I finally got out of my, it's got to be the end. And I know you bought something a block away from me, and you were buying in when I was at the end of the world going, the world's ending. You know, I got to get out.
Yeah.
And now that stuff that I think I sold for $35,000, $40,000 a door is now selling for $50,000, $60,000 a door. And it just never ends. And you just think you think it's got to end, I guess the point I'm getting to. Unfortunately for the world, there's no more earth, there's no more dirt, there's no more places to put stuff, and the cost of building new stuff is very expensive. So your stuff you're holding on to right now, Rui, is probably going to become more and more valuable all the time. In fact, that stuff that I had around you, I wish I had it back right now. I'm just, hindsight's 2020, you know. So you moved on from there. What was the next thing you got into?
Well, the next property was the one that you just mentioned, the duplex-style apartment complex right off of Shepherd and Pinemont. And that one is a 78-unit, very unique property, and it's done extremely well for us as well.
You know, it's interesting. This is a really nice story because you bought the stuff in the same neighborhood I was in. And I looked at that property, and I should have bought that. And I can't even remember why I talked myself out of it. I just can't even for a million years. I think I told myself there was too many roofs. How many actual buildings were there in that thing? I can't remember.
It's like 39 buildings.
39 buildings, which was double that. Those were each building was a duplex, right?
Yeah, correct.
So you had 70-some-odd units.
Yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, 39 roofs? Oh, my gosh. What a nightmare. What a nightmare. That's what I was thinking. But
I replaced all of them.
Have you? And it's still rocked away, huh?
It looks beautiful. Actually, it was the main feature. It's the main feature of the thing right now. As you come in, all you see is a bunch of nice new roofs.
And they're low-profile buildings, too, which means you see the roof.
Correct.
It's a very interesting concept because it's really almost like single-family housing within a complex, which I think adds to its ambiance for a particular type of tenant. So we're going to go take another break here. If you guys want to come and see Rui's project, you're going to want to get on this bus tour. You need to go to the website wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Expo 50 is the promo code for a lower price, but you want to get in there and get registered for one of these buses because this is really some neat stuff you're going to go and see. We'll take a short break. Be right back with Rui Vaz and the Del Walmsley Radio Show.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Walmsley.
Welcome back to Del Walmsley Radio Show. With me here today is Rui Vaz. Rui is one of the presenters on the Wealth and Passive Income Expo Tour. The Masters Bus Tour, as we call it here in Houston. The Masters Bus Tour is coming up on the 28th of February. And it starts at George R. Brown, and from there it's going to go out to a bunch of apartment complexes. You'll be able to go and meet the owners, get financial statements, get to see their upgrades, the renovation they've done, find out how they've operated them, how they've turned them around. I mean, like one word, one picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, one tour is worth 10,000 words, I guarantee you. And Rui's going to be one of the apartments that's presenting on that tour there. So, Rui, welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Thanks for being here.
And we left off talking about the beautiful duplex project you took over right around the corner from where I own something. And it turned out to be a good one for you, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had that one for 4 years now, believe it or not, almost 4.5 years. And it's done very well. That one, we bought straight into long-term financing. We put long-term financing on it. So we have a really good loan on it, but it's gotten to a point now where we have massive gain on the deal. So it's we're facing that decision, the good decision of whether we refinance the deal or we sell the deal.
Absolutely. So where did you go from there? How long after you bought that one did you have that turned around and were ready to do something else? And what caught your attention?
So from there, I bought a 97-unit deal, which is the one that's going to be presented on the Masters Road Trip. That one I bought in 2018. So I've been, for the most part, kind of a project every 2 years. I like to get in there and execute the business plan, and I like to feel like things are really kind of going in the right direction before I pull the trigger on the next acquisition.
Okay.
So I've been kind of a slow and steady growth, but it's done well for me.
Well, let's talk about this project a little bit, but let's not give away the address. I don't want 8,000 people showing up your apartment complex door and blowing your tenants out the door there. Without giving away where it's at, tell us a little bit about what you liked about the project.
This one was different. So this property is a very strong Class B product. So the prior owner had basically gone in and remodeled 100% of the interiors with granite, new cabinets, black appliances, new lighting. I mean, this thing is it's a solid B-plus product. Now, and it's justified because this property is located inside the Loop, just west of 45 and south of 610. So it's technically now inside the Heights, or where the Heights is growing into. So the rents are very, very strong. Now, what they didn't do, which was unique or at least unusual, is they basically didn't really touch the exterior. So as you drive along this property, which is on a major road and has great visibility, as the customer drives or the potential customer drives by the property, they cannot imagine the type of interiors that are there because the exterior just looked so dated. So what we did was basically come in and kind of remodel the exteriors, kind of bring that up to a Class B standard to reflect the product that's on the inside. And that's, you know, we've only had it for 2 years, so it's early, but we're getting $1.55 in rents there. So it's almost a Class A rent.
That is Class A rent in some parts of town. That's as much as rent I'm getting on my Class A, so that's an incredible amount. You're right, though. It really seems oxymoronically backwards that they would put all this money on the interiors when you never get a second chance to make a first impression on the outside. Why do you think they did that, or do you have no insight at all?
I really don't have any insights as to the only thing that I can infer is that they intended to also do the exterior, but actually ended up running out of capital. Because as you know, the interior upgrades can eat up a lot of capital, especially to the extent that they did. So that's the only thing I can think of. Even the office, they had the office in one of the units in the back of the property. You couldn't see it, couldn't find it. So we moved the office all the way back to a standalone building at the front of the property where you can drive by and see it, and it's got great signage. And, it's a completely different curb appeal now.
It's amazing because that has to be the mentality of either a single-family owner gone multifamily thinking, hey, the interior is what everybody lives in. Or it's got to be a construction guy who wanted to spend all of his money constructing the units. You know, he got his crew working, got him something to do. But it's usually backwards. Usually the other way around. You put all your money in the exterior, get people walking through the door, and then you go as far as you can with your interiors until you either run out of money or people are not willing to pay more rent, one of the two, and you run up against that wall and say, okay, we're there, we're done. So this is going to be really interesting to see. The interiors being better than the exterior. But $1.50 rents, that's really, really high on the deal. So what kind of amenities does it have?
Well, that's the thing. So it's a 1972 build asset, so it really doesn't have any amenities. I don't even have a pool. I'll take that back. We do have a gym. We have a gym that looks nice, and I put in a dog park. There was a piece of grass that was just there, not used for anything, so I put a dog park in there. But that's the extent of our amenities. Now, across the street from me, immediately, just to kind of highlight what's going on in that neighborhood, across the street from me, a big REIT bought the land, and they are finishing up a massive 300-unit Class A apartment complex. I mean, I can throw a rock and hit it. Now their rents rents are I think 220-224 a square foot. So I have anywhere between, depending on what floor plan we're talking about, I have anywhere between a $200 to $600 gap between my rents and their rents. And granted, they are really a Class A product, but there's I have to believe that there's a very large segment of the population that makes good enough money to live in a nice place, but would be willing to save $600 if they could.
No
right?
doubt. There's going to have to be some kind of a magnet effect to pull your rents up towards theirs. Obviously, they won't go all the way up, but it should get closer on something like that. So let's talk about the unit sizes. Being a 72 construction, what size were the units?
So my one bedrooms are, I have two types of one bedrooms. I have a 550 square foot and I have a 650 square foot.
That's why your rents are so high.
Yeah.
I got it.
Units are fairly small. And the two bedrooms are 850.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing the situation here. So basically you're falling into the benefit of the new movement that small is where it's at. People want tiny homes. They want, you know, small phones. They want small everything. And they're just not into big spaces. They don't buy a gigantic TV stereo system and giant couches, you know, those big wraparound things. That's all gone. People live small now. And so those smaller units are very effective as long as they're nice.
It's funny that you say that. Every time I get a call from a broker trying to sell me on a deal, and the first thing that comes out of their mouths is, oh, but this property is great. The units are 1,200 square feet. I'm like, I don't like that.
Exactly.
There's nothing appealing about that to me.
That's 1,200 square feet of carpet I don't want to replace, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, that's going to be really interesting to see. Guys, you've got to come see this. This is good. I'm going to go off on this when we get there. This is an anomaly. In fact, I think Rui has got his experience on this because the first property he bought, the smaller one, it had the same situation. It had 500 square foot units, did it not?
Yeah.
If I remember right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you are the master of the mini unit here in town. I'm going to call you the mini unit mogul. There we go. I got a new name for you.
I'm glad to have that title.
Hey, I'm telling you, it's where it's going. It really is. It is where it's going. I have nothing but one and two bedrooms and less two bedrooms than ones. You know, I think that's the way society's going. People that are moving out, they don't have either the people used to have tons and tons of kids and they live in apartments and they were poor. That was one demographic. But now you've got working class people, young working class people, older working class people that don't want to own homes anymore. Hey, just like yourself, you're an engineer. You just got tired of flying around the country. You want a place to live, but you don't need a big place. I think it's the way to go, to be honest with you. I really see it as the future of the industry. Guys, if you want to get on this tour, you're going to need to get to this website. You got to go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. IncomeExpo.com. Put in the promo code EXPO50. We'll be right back with Rui Vaz and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
The largest multifamily bus tour in the country is coming to Houston, Texas, Friday, February 28th. Join Del Wamsley, national radio host, CEO, and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, and his top team of investors, realtors, and expert educators. Ride your way to triple-digit returns. Go to multifamilymasterstour.com now. Gain one-on-one access to industry experts, realtors, lenders, property managers, apartment owners, national real estate syndicators, and trade professionals. Get the only bus ticket worth millions now at multifamilymasterstour.com. The largest wealth and passive income expo in the country is happening February 27th, 28th, and 29th. Join thousands of top investors and expert educators. This is not a pitch fest, no slick salespeople. All sessions are educational and taught by successful investors and experts. Topics like single-family rentals, buying apartment communities, becoming a passive investor, raising capital retirement, asset protection, tax-free income, 1031 exchange and finding, fixing and funding your investments, and more. Go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Use promo code EXPO50 and get in for just $47.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back. Now here's some more unconventional wisdom to set you free from the man on a mission to retire America, one person at a time, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Today we've been outlining the fact that we've got an expo coming up here in February 27th, 28th, and 29th. One of the presenters there for the Masters Bus Tour is Rui Vaz. He's with us today sharing his information. For those of you who have not yet signed up, you've got to get to this thing. If you only do one thing a year, one thing, that's all you're going to get to. Get to this event. You go to our website, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And you go ahead and put in the promo code EXPO50. You'll get a $50 discount off one of the packages you'd like to go to. Having said that, Rui, you've been here 10 years. You've accomplished quite a bit. You've got almost 500 units, five apartment complexes. You made a decision to get out of your elected career and go into owning your own business. What are your thoughts 10 years later?
Wow. It's been the best thing I've ever done. I'm someone that actually enjoyed my corporate job. I mean, I love my career. I've always got along well with the people I worked with, was recognized for my work. But at the end of the day, I didn't have control of anything, really. I didn't have control over my financial situation. I didn't have control over whether or not I was going to continue to have a job. That's no longer the case. I feel like I'm in full control of my destiny, and that's been the biggest change.
As you sit there now and you've got this level of success, what do you think your future holds for yourself? What's your thought processes? Do you have a plan, or is it just we'll see what comes along?
Yeah, so my plan has always been evolving. It's kind of a work in process, Del. But as of right now, I want to get to 1,000 units as a lead. And at that point, I would like to allocate more of my capital towards passive investments so that I can, kind of enjoy life. You know, at that point, I should be about in my early 50s. And I kind of want to enjoy life while I have health.
Good point. Very good point. The most I've ever owned is 1,100 units, and I found that was well adequate to support my lifestyle above and beyond anything I ever dreamed of having. So at that point, I never wanted to get any larger because I didn't want to work any harder. And so I've always been a believer more is not better, better is better. So I started downsizing, taking some of the smaller projects and moving those on and going into larger projects and or another thing is owning a larger and larger percentage of it myself. And it's another way to go. And I've taught people this I've been doing this now teaching for 30 years, that there is that point where, hey, you know what? Instead of doing two more or four more where you own 25% of them, why don't you buy one, you know, and own the whole thing and do one quarter of the amount of work that you would do to own four more and get all the profit. So that's a good thought process. I like that. When you look at your approach to this, we were kidding around talking to you about the small unit mogul. Do you think that is your approach, or are you just looking at that just happened to be something that fell in your arms?
No, it just happened to be something that fell in my arms. I think in today's environment, as you know, the market is very competitive. You can't be too picky. If you start becoming too picky about, I only do this or I only do that, you run the high risk of not doing anything at all. So I think you just look at it opportunistically, and if the numbers make sense, you go for it.
Gotcha. I see that, you know, in situations that you really have been making offers all over the place. You've got Class C properties all the way up to, you know, gone after Class A's. I've seen you've made offers on Class A's. You bought a Class B. Do you have any preference now that you've been through the entire four levels of properties?
Great question, Dale. I have not owned a Class A yet, so I cannot speak to that. But what I can tell based on my experience is that I'm learning that I really like the B product. And I now have two solid B properties, the one that's going to be on the Masters road trip, as well as my latest acquisition, which I made in 2019. That's also a very solid B product, and I really like that product. It just has less issues with it. It's just easier to operate. You have a higher quality tenant base, your turns are not as hard, and it's still in that price point where there's a pretty large segment of the population that can afford it, and they don't build it. They don't build Class Bs. So I think it's a sweet spot that I would love to buy more of, but again, you can't be too picky. But if the opportunity comes around on a Class B property, I'll definitely look at it very carefully.
Well, you're right about that, man. I agree with you. I think the Class B is the sweet spot, to be honest with you. Now, I bought a Class A. I know that you had looked at it also. And I will tell you the one fun thing, since you said you hadn't owned a Class A yet, here's the fun thing. The total renovation on that property that you looked at and I looked at once I bought it was $25,000. And the seller did the renovation. I said, look, I'm buying a Class A. You can't expect me to have to renovate it. He goes, okay, I'll do it. And that was $25,000, the only thing that was wrong with the property. The second thing is that my wife just took over management of the property in January. We had had a management company that was there, and we left it there because I was sick and we were getting married and we had no time. So we just took it over. First month we owned it, all the rents in, 100% of the rents in before the 10th of the month. And I'm like, man, this is not the real estate daddy owned.
They pay online.
Yeah, it's a great thing. So, well, Rui, I really want to appreciate and share my appreciation for you for being on the bus tour and sharing your stuff and coming on the radio today and sharing. It's really a good thing to have you on the team.
Anytime, man. You're the best. I appreciate it.
All right. For the rest of you out there, remember this. You got to get to this bus tour. You've got to get to this. You do not want to miss this Rui's property. I can't wait to see it now that he's told me what it was set up like. You're going to go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. That's wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. Put in the promo code EXPO50. Get yourself a discount on this thing. And remember, come to the expo. Meet me. Meet Rui. Meet the rest of us personally, and find out that we're real people, that we really do this, and it really isn't just money. It's an incredible lifestyle, and that's why you're looking into this, because it's not just some more money. It's an incredible lifestyle. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, teaching you the opposite of everything you've been taught, so you can obtain the results you've never obtained. Join us 7 days a week. Can't get enough? Visit DellOnTheRadio.com to listen to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, access past show podcasts, and join the conversation.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.